Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast, where we talk about relationship, sports, daily news, weekend news, weekend events. How's everybody doing this evening? And also, the Night Shift Podcast helps you push through your night shift while you want to grind at work or whatever it is that you may do. You feel what I'm saying? So, here you go. It's your co-host, A. Carter. Welcome in my host, Paul Moss of the Night Shift Podcast, and also the host of Paul TV himself, Mr. Paul Moss. Now, usually I try to come with certain content 3 days a week, you know, sometimes 5 days a week, but there's been a change within the Paul TV program and also the Night Shift Podcast, which has been under construction as we're getting near the end of the season of the Night Shift Podcast. So don't worry, I'm here. I ain't left y'all on y'all lonely. You know, I know y'all miss listening to the Night Shift Podcast on Sunday nights, but I'm still coming with it each and every weekend or each and every weekday as we're transitioning. There's been a lot of things that I've been discussing with the team of the Night Shift Podcast and also of Paul TV. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. Season 2 will be in full effect as of the beginning of next year. Might even give y'all a little sneak peek and preview. We will be going more visual. So please stay tuned. Now let's jump right into it. The work week for me has been kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? They had me on day shift, y'all. You feel what I'm saying? It was just cool. Then they had me on the night shift. You know what I mean? Well, I first started off at, right, doing the security, doing the night shift. You know, at night you get to sit back and just, you know, chill, vibe, see what's going on. Nighttime is where you really get your best thoughts, transitioning through your brain, and it gives you that moment of peace, you feel what I'm saying? Especially when you're busy through the day, you know, if you got kids or whatever it is that you may do throughout the day that keeps you busy. Because, hey, I do Paul TV. I'm the co-host. So sometimes you see me on there, you know what I mean? Co-hosting, you know what I mean? As usual, not bragging or boasting, just co-hosting. Because, you know, I'm the co-host from the West Coast that know the most. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all tap into that on weekdays on Facebook and on IG. You also check out my mentor, Paul Moss. You feel what I'm saying? Paul, P-A-U-L, Moss, M-O-S-S, live from D.C. He's from Washington, D.C., y'all. So we just had the East Coast, West Coast connection. You feel what I'm saying? Or East Coast, West Coast collection, because we connected to perfection. So that's how we got down with it. You know what I mean? And we've been striving for about a couple of years now with the Paul TV show. But like I said, y'all stay tuned for that. So let's tap into what's been going on. I know it's been a lot of changes going on with the economy. I know that certain places of the world is going back on emergency shutdown. You know what I mean? So be prepared for buying toilet paper, Lysol, hand sanitizer, and so forth. They are going to start limiting how much that you can buy. So they might have one per customer, two per customer. So let's just be smart. Let's just be safe when you out here. When you out here and you got to go shopping, you know, have your mask on, of course. My thing is, when I went to the grocery store yesterday evening, I seen a whole bunch of people that had their babies out. Now, don't get me wrong. You got to do what you got to do. I understand that. But if you can find a way to leave your baby at home with a babysitter or with the mother, or with the father, or with the grandmother, with the aunt, uncle, whatever the case may be, please do so, because for one, it's cold out here, you know what I mean? For two, you know, it's flu season, which a lot of germs, a lot more germs is contracted, you know what I mean, through contact, and you just don't know. You feel what I'm saying? Like, sometime I think most of our immune systems could be stronger as adults, but then sometime some adults even have weaker immune systems because of the conditionings that other health issues that they may have. I try my hardest not to speak upon that because I know that my Lord, my God, Allah, Elohim, whoever it is that you may praise, is the healer of all healers, doctors of all doctors, kings of all kings, will keep me protected, will keep me covered, you know what I mean? And you always got to go in head and first, knowing that that's what he's able and capable of doing, you know? So as we head into this round two, as we say, of the pandemic, hope that you guys learned from the first episode of the pandemic, having your food in order, having your home in order, having your cleaning products in order, having not only cleaning products, but invest in elderberry, invest in sea moss, invest in more fruit, vegetables. I mean, some people still take their vitamins, which is cool, but to a certain degree, because even still, you don't know what's in the vitamins. But it's been prone and dang near proven fact that the sea moss and that elderberry boosts your immune system right along with that ginger and that lime. You know what I mean? So yeah, and please work out. Take care of yourself. I know we just about to be bound to where certain gyms is about to close again, but if you got your own personal gym, utilize that. Hey, you do got your own personal gym in your household, so you can utilize books, right? You know what I mean? Do your push-ups. You can lift books as weights. You know what I mean? This right here is where you got to really be creative, because a lot of people was addicted to going to the gym, you know what I mean, putting in that work, going to the gym, making things happen, running on the treadmill, etc. So I'm really big on health, because I believe that health is wealth, and it'll get you by, you know what I mean, longer in life, you know what I mean, for we don't know what's coming forth in front of us, right? We only prepare for what's right there for the present. We don't know what's coming in the future. We go off these myths. Some people go off these myths. Let me take that back. Myths, studies, you know what I mean? You just have to do what's best for you and your household and your family. Don't make this more complicated than it already is. You know what I mean? We live in a world that, you know what I mean, especially today, that people let other people's opinions affect them. We really got to sit back and think about that. Since when does opinions ever matter? Now, don't get me wrong. Words do have a strong effect on people. Even though we say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. You got to kind of sit back and think about it, because in the Bible, and I'm just paraphrasing, in the Bible, if it's saying that in the book of James, the power of the tongue holds life and death, that means those words that you say to that person can hit them in a certain type of way. Now, yeah, you're not supposed to let it affect you, but you do sit back and think about it, like, did that person really just say to me what I think he said or what she said? And you know, you just sit back and think and be like, wow, you know what I mean? For people to understand and know the truth in the way, you'd be like, that person don't know what they're saying. You know what I mean? Lord, forgive them for what they not know. But at the same sense, You know, we got to really be careful how we talk to each other, you know what I mean? Because those words hit you in a certain type of way. So just take a deep breath and really think about what you say before you say anything to people or that person, because it can hit them a certain type of way and then it can hit you a certain type of way, you know what I mean? That's why we got to be kind to each other. That's why we got to be respectful towards one another. That's why we got to just do the right thing. You feel what I'm saying? It's already hard enough on us as we take these walks of life and our destinations and our journeys through life. We have to shift, and I believe we need to shift into, you know what I mean, positive reinforcement, because we've been, you know what I mean, we've been battle tested. We still get battle tested, right? And then we beat each other up verbally, and we beat each other up materially. You know what I mean? What I mean by materially is when that person is more fortunate than the other person to have the finer things, the, you know what I mean, things that we shouldn't be praising or idolizing, but yet in our community and in everybody else's community, you know what I mean, they still do. Now, we need to shift that, you feel what I'm saying? Because what we get right now is things that's going to perish anyway, right? And we really need to understand that you're no better than the next man. You feel what I'm saying? If anything, y'all should come together and make a better plan. You know what I mean? Women and men, build, uplift one another, push forward towards one another. You know what I mean? I see a lot of negativity that's coming across. Just coming across social media. You feel what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I see it, but I'm going to speak on it. You know what I mean? I'm not no saint. I've been through a lot. You know what I mean? I once was in that lane. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, I say to a lot of people that's in that lifestyle, you know what I mean, that's just doing wrong, I be like, you know what I mean, hopefully my words are essential, and it is, I know that my words are essential, and it will reach you, right? I just always say to each his own, and just leave it in prayer, because you as a human being can only say so much and do so much. And at the end of the day, as long as you know that you put in your work, I mean, hey, that's all you really can do. Because when you try to overhelp somebody, like I said, and I think I said this in previous episodes, don't quote me on it, but helping till you don't have enough to help yourself can drain you dry. It sure can. It could just drain you real dry. So when you helping somebody, make sure that you're in a position to help somebody. You know what I mean? Of course, we're supposed to help. And God bless those that give, even if they put others before they self. But self got to come back to we collection and realization that at the end of the day, if I give and give and don't have, you know what I mean, what am I have for me? What am I have for my family? And at the end of the day, it's like you put your family in risk or in jeopardy of a bill or note or just anything, food or hygiene or anything. So we really need to, you know, take a step back and be like, if that, because I believe in math and I believe in fractions, right? So I was always told that, you know what I mean, that love has to be reciprocated, that foreverness, you feel what I'm saying, that faithfulness, all the above that's intact and that needs to be reciprocated. You feel what I'm saying? If it's not showing no reciprocation, you know what I mean, then that needs to be discontinued, because you see who's really there for you. You see who really cares for you. You see at the end of the day, when you are in need, you feel what I'm saying? Certain people ain't gonna be there in your corner for you. And you really gotta just sit back and peep things. You know what I mean? You gotta peep the scenario. You gotta peep the situation. You really gotta check our views of the mirror. You know what I mean? And you learn that just by going through life experiences. Now, some people may not get it on the first try. You know, some people may not get it on the second try. It might take some time, but hopefully in due time, you learn as you get back into that situation. You just sit back and be like, okay, this ain't the way to handle that, right? This ain't the way to really go about it. So be careful. Really be careful of what's going on. But like I said, man, I'm going to give my shout outs to everybody that's supporting the Night Shift podcast. I'm giving shout outs to everybody that don't support the Night Shift podcast. I'm giving shout outs to everybody that supports the Paul TV. I'm giving shout outs to the haters out there that ain't supporting the Paul TV. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep moving because, you know what I mean? What you eat ain't going to make me shit at all. You feel what I'm saying? It's going to keep me going. Whatever. You feel what I'm saying? That right there is just more oil added to the chain. You feel what I'm saying? That's going to keep my chain flowing. You know, like how your chain be rusty on your bike or your chain come off. You just put it right back on there. You got to keep on pedaling. You know what I mean? You got to keep on oiling yourself. You got to keep on going. You just got to keep on going in motion. You got to keep on going strong. And you know what I mean? You can't worry about who going to support you and who going to invest in you, right? You got to invest in you. You have to invest in you, and you need to surround people that are like you or that is doing better than you. Let me say that again. You have to invest in you. You have to be around people that are like you or that is in that same heading in that same direction as you, or also that's doing better than you. Those are the things that we need to say to ourselves. And speaking of this pandemic, right? Stay being creative. Stay being sharp. Stay feeding your mental. You feel what I'm saying? Don't get caught up on this hype of what everybody else doing, because God has a purpose and a plan for you. You know what I mean? Allah, Elohim, Yahshua, who else? Jehovah. Yes, I gotta name all that. Whoever that inspires you, and whoever that is that keeps you strong and keeps you going, right, has a plan for you. But you have to work. It ain't just gonna come to you. You gotta put that work in, because faith without works is dead. You know what I mean? So you really gotta put that work in. You know what I mean? You really gotta carry yourself. You really gotta push yourself. And that's all I wanted to add on that, because I see a lot of, you know, heads down. I see a lot of depression going on. And I just want to let y'all know, you know what I mean? Please keep your heads up. If you know people that's going through depression, please reach out to them. Talk to them. See what's going on. See if you can be any types of help, any types of service. Please give them any types of leads, resources, etc. You feel what I'm saying? Like I always tell y'all before, y'all can always email me at the Night Shift Podcast 1, the number 1, at gmail.com, which is THENIGHTSHIFTPODCAST 1, the number 1. At gmail.com. You can always hit me up on my IG, which is A Carter the One. You'll see my face. I got a cartoon character face now. A Carter the One, which is ACARTERDA1. At Instagram, on my Facebook page, also my Twitter page. All the above. Also, you can reach my man's Paul Moss on his Facebook, which is PaulMoss. You'll see him as the number one talk show host on his Facebook page. You can also hit him up on his IG, Paul the Chosen One Moss, which is P A-U-L-T-H-E 1-C-O C-H-O-S-E-N. I'm sorry. One Moss at IG. Also, let me repeat that again. P-A-U-L-T-H-E C-H-O-S-E-N 1 M-O-S-S at IG.com. So you can always reach him up. He'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I'm more like 24 to 72 hours, but we work together as a team, and we will address the issues that you guys want to talk about. We've been getting a lot of inboxes. We've been getting a lot of emails, so bear with us. We will address the topic. We will put the resources out there. Also, check out the Paul TV Happenings, which is a group on Facebook. Also, the Night Shift Podcast, which is a group on Facebook as well. So we have two groups that we're running right now. So y'all stay tuned. Like I said, I apologize for not dropping those hits on the weekends like I usually been doing, but due to the changes in the program, within our format of the program, and the team of Paul TV and the Night Shift Podcast, we've been doing a lot of reconstruction. So bear with us, and I will be hitting y'all with another episode, I believe, I want to say Sunday. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'm hitting y'all with this wealth and health and food for thought part 2 on the Night Shift Podcast. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know what I mean? I'm just like, wow. You know what I mean? Y'all just don't know how much your support and love means to me. But next week, we will, or it might be sooner, we will be having an interview. We will be interviewing a very special guest on the Night Shift Podcast. Now, I can't tell y'all who he or she is yet, but when I do tell you guys, when I decide to tell you guys, my fans, my supporters, this is going to be a treat. I'm talking about, this is going to be something that you need for your heart and your soul. I'm talking about things that's going to have you like, whoa, just looking like, oh my goodness, like, I needed that, you know what I mean? So I don't want to just give it away, you feel what I'm saying? I don't even want to just keep on talking about it, because if I keep on talking about it, it might just slip on out, and I don't want to just let it slip on out, you know what I mean? So we gonna be cool about it, we gonna be smooth about it, you know what I mean? But back to what I was saying, right? Salute to those that's out there on the 9-to-5 grinding it out, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, you got to start somewhere. And if you got a job during this pandemic right now, consider yourself blessed, you know what I mean? And speaking of blessings, I want to be able to bless a couple of frontline workers out there. So I believe I'm going to talk to my brother, my mentor, Paul, about it. And we're going to bless a couple of frontline workers out there that's still out there on the front line. Just making sure that everything's cool, because I know that they're on the front line with the COVID-19. You know what I mean? They dealing with patients in and out. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to the ones that's out there doing their thing, that's working. And I want to be able to be in a position to probably treat whoever, at least one or two. We ain't really thought about it yet, but one or two frontline workers to at least some type of lunch, you know what I mean? Just to show our token of appreciation coming from Paul and also myself, A. Carter, you know what I mean? A. Carter the One, and also Paul the Chosen One, Moss. So we going to put it all together. You know, we going to have a talk, and we going to talk with the team and see how that goes on the Night Shift Podcast. Yeah, the weather's changing up, y'all. You know what I mean? As we heading into these cold months. Some places are already experiencing winter, like up in the mountains. Already got the snow, so if you're traveling, heading towards like South Lake Tahoe or any parts of the world, please bundle up. Please have your mask. Please have your hands or gloves. Please have your lounge arms. So forth. I know certain places of the U.S. Be raining, so like I said before, have your raincoat right, have your hat, have your scully, your beanie, your gloves, and your raincoat, your rain boots, etc. You know what I mean? We got to prepare. We say we ready, but like I said before, we got to be prepared. You know what I mean? We got to be there. Especially when that occasion, we got to rise to the occasion when it comes forth to us. And that ain't just with weather, but that's just with the opportunities that's put forth to you in life. You know what I mean? And I just got to really get that out there. You know what I mean? But before I wrap it up, you know, salute to the soldiers out there for making the platform possible for the Night Shift Podcast, for the Paul TV, you feel what I'm saying? For the Paul TV happenings and the Night Shift Podcast group. You know what I mean? We gonna come with y'all. We also got a YouTube page going, which is the Night Shift Podcast. Like I said, we got a lot of things that we're working on right now. So please stay tuned. Please bear with us. Also, check out this link, right? It's called All's Well. Click on a support link. All's Well basically has mattresses that we all like mattresses, like, right? You know what I mean? Comfort. That's comfort for your back. Top of the line. Thoroughbred. So please click on that link. Also, support the podcast if you can. Click on that link as well to show your type of support. We appreciate that. We love that. You feel what I'm saying? It's all love at the end of the day. Hey, we like the fact that you guys are still rocking out with the Night Shift Podcast. You feel what I'm saying? We like the fact that you guys hung in for the 11th episode of the Night Shift Podcast, and I will be recording episode 12 coming real soon. Yeah, it had to be back to back, so it's coming. So y'all just stay tuned. A few more episodes as we get ready to wrap it up for the end of the year. So we appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's all love at the end of the day. We salute y'all out there. The frontline workers, the security guards, the grocery store workers, the mothers out there taking care of their kids, the fathers out there, the grandparents, you feel what I'm saying, the aunts, the uncles. It's all love at the end of the day. So please tune in to the Paul TV show weekdays on Facebook, also on IGTV, on Instagram. So like I said, we love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. Y'all stay tuned as I get ready to wrap it up. It's all love right here. Also, feed your brain with books. Be careful what you put into your bodies. Do regular checkups. Make sure you drink your water. H2O. Keep yourself hydrated. You know what I mean? Eat some fruit. Try to cut back on the sweets if you can, y'all. Yeah, I already know Thanksgiving coming up. You know what I mean? We know that Christmas coming up. We know that all these holidays coming up, etc. But be mindful of you still got to be strong. We still got to push through. So please take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You doing a good due diligence to your body, and you also showing your kids, nieces, nephews, etc., on how to, you know, portion out, balance out their meals. You know, I know they've been eating up that food, getting big at the house, but it's all good. They growing babies, growing young women, growing young men. You feel what I'm saying? So on that note, I'm out of here. Check us out. One love. Peace out.